Today's Shi'as Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. We will begin on Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, two lines from the bottom. As we began this parak, we learned the machlokes of the Rabbanon and Rebbe Elazar. Opinion of the Rabbanon is that, of course, as we will see in today's Shi'ar more extensively, mitzvah smila, if there's a mila that has to be done, the eighth day is on Shabbos, it's Toicha Shabbos. Everybody agrees to that halacha. Where we had a dispute was regarding machshirei mila, the various preparations that need to be done for the bris mila. And we had a machlokes. Rebbe Elazar held that machshirei mila may also be performed on Shabbos, whereas the Rabbanan hold that only the mila itself may be performed on Shabbos, not the machshirei mila. In our previous year, we learned that Rebbe Elazar extends this heter of machshirim not just to bris mila, but he says that same halacha applies by arba minim, by sukkah, by matzah, by shofar, by shtei alechem, by the karban omer. So begins the Gemara. Mila v'chah machshirel doich neshabes to Rebbe Elazar. According to Rebbe Elazar, the mitzvah smila and all the machshirei mila are doicha Shabbos. Ask the Gemara Menela el Rebbe Elazar, from where does Rebbe Elazar know this? Imikula gomar, if he's going to attempt to learn from the various halachas that we just cited, kramrinin, as we learned in our previous year, you can't learn from lulav because lulav is unique that it requires dalaminim. You can't learn from sukkah, because it applies by night. You can't learn from matzah, because matzah applies even to women. You can't learn from shofar, because shofar malas or chunisayim lefnei avim shebashamayim. Void. Furthermore, malahanach, all these other mitzvahs that we've discussed about, she can't over zmanoi bottle. All these other mitzvahs, if the man of the mitzvah came and you lost it. However, the mila, if you didn't do the bris today, you could do it another time. Says the Gemara, Al Hayna Tam de Rebbe Elazar, this is the reason for Rebbe Elazar. Dama Kra, the Pasuk says, Obiyam Shmini Yima Basar Losoi, Vafilu Bishabbos, teaches us the Torah, Obiyam Shmini even Bishabbos. Ask the Gemara, Velichta Rachmana Bemila, so let the Torah just say this halacha, that machshirei mila doicha Shabbos, v'leisa hanach v'ligmina, and then we'll be able to learn all other halachas from mila. Answers the Gemara Mishum de Ikla Mifrach, that wouldn't be an acceptable way of learning, because then we would have a question, ma'ala mila, shekei nechris olea shloisha sabrisis. Mila is unique, that the Torah speaks about bris 13 times, so it shows how special the bris mila is, and therefore you can't learn from bris mila to anywhere else. The Torah says that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem in the next year that there are tzitzim ha-ma'akvim and tzitzim she'enim ma'akvim, that they're strands of skin that if they're not removed by the bris, then the bris is not valid. That strands that if they're removed, the bris is still good, valid. However, the Torah says that on Shabbos, as we're going to learn, this is a question of Chil Shabbos, so perhaps we can't go back to Tzitzin She'enim Ma'akvim. But during the week, no issue of Chil Shabbos, so then even after the bris mila, we go back for the Tzitzin She'enim Ma'akvim because of Zek Keli V'Aveyu. Ask the Beis HaLevi, how can we say Zekeli Vanveyu after the mitzvah is done? If these are, as we just described, tzitzin she'enim akvim, they're not essential, so then ask the Beis HaLevi, after the bris, we shouldn't be able to fix the mitzvah once the mitzvah is over. To which the Beis HaLevi answers, there are two mitzvahs in the mitzvah bris mila. One is the maisa mila, to make the bris, and the other mitzvah is that a person liois nimoil, that the person has to be a person that had a bris mila. And since that mitzvah is forever, doesn't only exist during the time of the bris. So that's why Zekel Vanveyu is applicable, because a person for his entire life is connected to the bris, because he has to have he has to be a person who's mohol. But as the Beis Halevi, our Gemara just said, of Azmana Botla, if the time of the bris milah passed, by all other mitzvahs, the time of the mitzvah passed, not by bris milah. But if every day there's a mitzvah to be mohol, so what are we saying? Well, I'll wait for the bris tomorrow. But today I have a mitzvah to be mohol. Well, how do we deal with that? So the Beis Halevi says, since that there are two parts to the mitzvah indeed. One is to have the actual act of a bris milah, and one is to be mohol. So even though one part of the mitzvah I lose, as the Gemara, I won't lose, says the Gemara, because I could do it tomorrow. Yes, I will lose the other part, the part of being mohol, that since part of the mitzvah I could do tomorrow, so the Gemara is saying that's why it doesn't have to be done on Shabbos. The Mashal says that our Gemara just says that what makes milah special, shekein nichnasu aleh yud gimel brises. So says the Mashal, the ikka mitzvah milah on which the Torah says nichnasu aleh yud gimel brises is by milah bezmana. Not just that there should be a bris milah, but should be at the proper time. And that's why our Gemara is saying, since it's so important that there should be, since the Yud Gimel Brises particularly apply when the mitzvah was done at the right time, that's why it should be done even on Shabbos. Taisus seems to disagree. Taisus says, as long as you have a bris milah, we have the Nechus Aleh Yud Gimel Brises. But one thing says the Gemara, Atkan. So we see here that it would really be usur to make a bris milah on Shabbos, just because the Torah says a special rule will be yom hashmini, a feel of a Shabbos. That's why we make a bris milah on Shabbos. So when we speak about the bris milah and making it on Shabbos, obviously, if we didn't have what we're going to learn in our shiur, the pasuk that teaches us that a bris milah may be made on Shabbos, it would be usur. So what's the malacha? So Rashi and Tosfos are both of the opinion that the Isser Shabbos by Bris Milah is Choyvel. This of Natilas Neshama. However, the Rambam in Perek Hay of Hilcha Shabbos, Halacha Zayin Ches, says the Isser by making Milah is Mefarik, removing the blood from the body. Ask the B'nai Menachem that the Halacha is that the Rambam himself says over there that to be chayiv for the malacha of mefarik, ain't a chayiv achiyei bedam shahitzi groigris. There has to be a groigris of dam to be chayiv for the malacha mefarik. So ask the Pnei Menachem, when you do a bris milah, you certainly don't take out that much dam. So if you didn't take out that much dam, why would it be considered that you over the malacha mefarik? So Pnei Menachem says, a teretz, it's a concept that we've discussed in previous shurim. Says the Pnei Menachem that since you're taking out the stam to fulfill the mitzvah of milah, the fact that you're using this, that this stam is coming out for that purpose, gives a chshivas to that amount of dam, albeit it's certainly less than a groigris, and therefore, even though it's less than a groigris, but it was the amount of dam that was used to fulfill a mitzvah, that's why Yechayiv for Mefarik, even though it's less than a groigris. Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Shlita was asked, why is Mila Doicha Shabbos? Isn't it possible to do, aren't there opinions that if a Nochri did the Mila, the Mila's kosher? So says Rav Chaim Briska, going back to a concept that we learned a moment ago, that indeed, as far as the obligation that a person should be mol, the halacha is, even if the milah was performed by a nochri, there is a concept of mohol, that the child is a mohol. However, there's still a separate mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, particularly for a father, to do milah on a son. And as we've learned, ein shlichus l'nochri. We can't appoint a nochri to be a shliach. And therefore, that mitzvah, the mitzvah that the Mashar just identified, that there's a mitzvah for a father to do a bris milah on his son when he's 8 days old, for that you can't give over shlichus, and therefore the halach is that a bris milah could be done, not only can be done on Shabbos, as we just learned, but it can be done by Yisrael. So as we mentioned at the beginning of this year, at kan l'pligi Rabban Alei, the machloikus between the Chacham and Rav Lezer is only regarding the machshirei milah. Ava milah gufa, when we speak about the milah itself, l'divrei hakol doicha Shabbos. Everybody agrees you're allowed to do a bris milah on Shabbos. Says the Gemara Menola, from where do we know this halacha? Amar ula halacha. That's halacha l'moshim Sinai. V'kein amar Rav Yitzchak, halacha, that's halacha l'moshim Sinai. There's an interesting machloikus, which is actually already a machloikus Rishonim. When Rabbanim say that Mechshirei Milah may not be done on Shabbos, is he referring only to those Mechshirei Milah that could have been done before Shabbos and you didn't do so? And that's what the halacha is, that those Mechshir may not be done on Shabbos. And in fact, if we look in the wording of our Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says anything that could have been done before Shabbos, indicating that if it could not have been done before Shabbos, maybe even the Rabbanan would agree that it may be done on Shabbos. And Rabbi Chanan says, according to that, that if somebody made the necessary preparations before Shabbos, and due to an accident, now preparations need to be done. Let's say the Mila knife got stolen on Ruin on Shabbos. Says Rabbi Chanan, Tosfos will hold that you could bring knife or do whatever you need to be able to make the bris milah. It seems that that's the opinion of the Meiri as well. However, the Magen Avraham, and that's the opinion of Halacha or Paskin, that when the Rabbanan, the Rekiva hold that Machshirei Milah may not be done on Shabbos, it refers to all Machshirei Milah. So Tosfos asks, we know that there are many mitzvahs that midaraisa may be done, should be done on Shabbos. But Chazal said a concern of Shem Yavi Ren Adalar Amos B'Shus Rabim. You may take the shofar, you may end up carrying the shofar, you may end up carrying the Megillah, you may end up carrying the Dalaminim, and therefore don't blow all these mitzvahs on Shabbos. Why don't we say the same by Bris Milah, that we should be concerned that you're going to carry the shofar? So Tosfos answers, since, as the Gemara just said, that Milah is very chomer, Nichros Oleh Yud Gimel Brises, that's why Milah, they never made such a gzera. Furthermore, he says that the only people that do a bris Milah are people who are truly experts to do the Milah. And such a person, I'm not worried that he's going to carry the knife, he knows the halacha. The Ran says that by mitzvah shofar, lulav, and Megillah, Everybody has to take a shofar. Everybody has to hear the Megillah. And because of that, because you have so many people, we have to be concerned that they're going to forget. But by Milah, it's only an individual. By one individual, you don't make a gzeira. Another pshat that the Ravid says is when it comes to a mitzvah, which is dependent on Yontif, we're not sure that in the world that they lived, that they didn't really have a firm calendar, so it may not be Yontif. So then you have no right to do this, to perform a mitzvah, that today may not even be the time for that mitzvah. Milah, which is not dependent on the date in the month, it depends on the eighth day, and therefore there's no concern that somebody's going to make, that maybe today wasn't even the time for this mitzvah. The Taz says, since the Torah, and this is a very important word that the Taz says. The Taz says, the Torah Kedesha says, B'yoyim hashmini yimel b'sar alosai. The Torah, as we're going to learn, says explicitly that you should do a bris meal on Shabbos. So says the Taz, if the Torah tells us to do something explicitly, then Rabbanan, even though they have a right to make Zeris, cannot make a Zera against something that the Torah went out of its way to tell us that you are allowed to do. Rabbi Kiveger is brought down in the Pesachei Tshuva in Yoridei, Simon Reish Samach Vav Sivkot Aleph, asks, what's going to be the halacha if somebody had a bris milah, done on Shabbos in a place where it wasn't be supposed to be done. It wasn't the eighth day. Will we have to do a toughest on bris or not? Rebbe Kiveiga goes back and forth, and the Pesach Tshuva, Rebbe Kiveiga passes at the end that even though the bris should not have been done, if he did do the bris on Shabbos, it doesn't have to be repeated. So we just learned that how do we know that we make a bris even on Shabbos? Because the Torah says, because there's a special halacha Moshe Sinai at this point. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, Menayin lebekuch nefesh doichas Shabbos. How do we know that bekuch nefesh is doich? If somebody's in a situation of bekuch nefesh, will that be mechal Shabbos? Rebelez ben Azariah Oimer, we make the following kavel choymer. Man mila shi ach mevar shal adam, if mila is one of a person's avarim, organs. The halacha is that with doichas Shabbos, kavel choymer lebekuch nefesh, which involves the entire body, certainly doichas Shabbos. Says the Gemara, v'isakadatach, if, as we're saying now, that the reason you're allowed to do milah on Shabbos is because it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, ask the Gemara, kavachomer m'halacha m'yasi, can we learn a kavachomer from halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Says the Gemara, I'll prove that that can't be done. V'tanya, amalei Rebbe Elazar, there's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, we know that a nazir is not allowed to become tamei. If a nazir becomes tamei, he has to begin all over again. There's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai that an etzem kesoira, if he comes in contact with a bone just the size of a soira, he's metama. So he wants to make a kavachomer that if an etzem kesoira, which is not metama by oil, is metama by the nazir, certainly a revi stam, which is metama by oil, should certainly be metama a nazir, to which Rebbe Elazar says to Rebbe Kiva, the din that etzim esayir is metama is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The din of a revi stam we learn through a kavachomer, and the halacha is ain't done a kavachomer malacha. From a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, we can't learn a kavachomer. So how do you want to say that because you could do a bris, so how could you want to suggest that we're learning the halacha b'kuch nefesh on Shabbos for bris milah, if the source for bris milah that may be performed on Shabbos is only a halacha l'moshe m'sinai? So, asks the Tosfos Yom Kippurim, our Gemara is saying that milah is only one aver. The halacha is that a milah, if somebody doesn't do bris milah, he's chayiv karis. And chayiv karis is the whole body. So, because of this, Rabbeinu Chananel explains the Gemara as follows: that somebody who does a bris milah saves the person from misa. Because we remember the story in the Chumash with Eliezer, the son of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu had not made performed the bris milah for his son Eliezer, and the pasuk says, "Vehi b'derech b'moloim v'ifkishehu Hashem v'ivakesh hamisul." He wanted to kill the child because there was no bris milah. So therefore, explains the Rabbeinu Chananel, that's how we understand the Gemara. Just like by milah, because if you don't do the bris milah, why are you allowed to do the bris milah, the Gemara wants to suggest? Because otherwise the child is in danger, like Eliezer was in danger. So too, if a person is in a situation, because nefesh, we should allow him to do it on Shabbos. The Rashbi explains that the way to understand the Gemara is if milah, which is to mekayim a mitzvah on one organ of the body, is doicha Shabbos, then why do we save a person who's in danger? The reason we save a person that's in danger is that in order he should be able to do all the mitzvahs. So certainly it should be doicha Shabbos. But then I saw that the Ritzina Rebbe had once met Rav Chaim Brisker. And the Rebbe told Rav Chaim Brisker, there's a Gemara in Shas that cannot be understood with a regular pshat, only a pi chassidus. He says, our Gemara says that if milah, which is only one of the avrim of an adam, is doich Shabbos, certainly kikuch nefesh is doich Shabbos. So ask ask the Radzina Rebbe, if Pshat and Al Gemara were that this aver of the person, this organ of the person was in physical danger, and the Torah says just because you have that, even if it's only in physical danger, I'm allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, just for one organ, so certainly I'm allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the person's entire life, entire body. But ask the Rebbe, there's no physical danger to this organ. So if there's no physical danger to this organ, why are we saying, if this one organ? Here we're talking about a physical danger, and here we're talking about a mitzvah. So said the Rebbe, pshat in the Gemara is that a person who's supposed to have a bris milah and didn't yet have that bris milah, it's considered that he's in danger. That organ, if you didn't do a mitzvah, it's a pikuach nefesh. A ruchnistig pikuach nefesh is also considered pikuach nefesh. And now we could understand the Gemara's kavachaymer. If for the pikuach nefesh of one aver, we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, certainly we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for the person's entire life. Of course, the Beis Meir discusses if there's a child who is born to a family which is totally irreligious. Still, the halacha is you're allowed to do the bris milah on Shabbos. Because, he explains, that just like the halacha is that for every Jew who's in physical danger, we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, so too our Gemara is connecting these two. And therefore, just the same way, we're allowed to do bris milah for any Jew. So what the Gemara had attempted to say, the way we know that you're allowed to do bris milah on Shabbos is through halacha mash Sinai. But the Gemara was troubled with that. El Amar Belezer, the halacha da mila may be done on Shabbos. Asya ois ois. The Torah says by Shabbos ki ois hi, and by bris mila the Torah says v'hoi lo ois bris. To teach us that a mila may even be performed on Shabbos. El me'ato, ask the Gemara if the Torah, if that's the way we're learning tefillin. The Torah also says the word ois. The ksiben ois v'hoi lo ois ayotcha litche Shabbos. There should be doiche Shabbos. And the Rabban explains that the Gemara's question is not that you should be allowed to wear tefillin Shabbos. There's no question that if necessary you may wear tefillin Shabbos. There's no chil Shabbos involved in wearing tefillin. What the Gemara is asking that all the preparation should be allowed. All the preparing of a tefillin should be allowed to be done in Shabbos. Ella says the Gemara. Asya bris bris. By Shabbos it says the darosim bris oilam. By Mila it says v'hoi lois bris. So we see that it may be done on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara. Godel the ksib be bris. So only by Godel where the Torah says the word bris litchis a Shabbos. Torah says by Godel. But we know as we that the halach is that only a bris that's done on the eighth day may be performed on Shabbos. No other bris. Says the Gemara, I'll ask you Doris Doris. By Shabbos it says Lasis the Shabbos the Roisom. By Mila it says Yimelachem Kol Zocho L'Dorei Seichem. That's how we know that the Mila is Doiche Shabbos. Ask the Gemara if that's the way you're going to learn Tzitzis the Ksibay Doris. By Tzitzis also the Torah uses the words Doris. So if that's the case, Litche Shabbos. And again, here too, the Rishonim explain. The Gemara's question is not that we should be allowed to wear tzitzis. There's nothing wrong about wearing tzitzis. What we're talking about is putting on the tzitzis. Why shouldn't be a mutter? El Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Donan, the bris milah is unique, that the Torah says, ois bris and doiris, and the Torah says, by Shabbos, ois bris and doiris. That's the only mitzvah that has all of these words, Lefuki Chanach, or the other mitzvahs that the Torah has just, that the Gemara has just mentioned, and it says one of those words, but it doesn't say all of them. The Chadhu Diksibem, the Torah only says one of those words, not all of the words. Rav Yochanan Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, to teach us B'yoyim, Afila B'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, the Torah, as we mentioned earlier, the Torah goes out of its way to teach us that a bris milah may be performed, bris milah b'zmano, may be performed even on Shabbos. Of course, there's an interesting discussion. So here we're learning how important it is to make a bris milah. There's a tshuva in Digros Moshe, Yerudei Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Vav, where a Mael who was asked to do a bris milah on Shabbos was concerned that many of the guests or some of the guests that will be attending the bris milah will get there through Mechilah Shabbos. Is that a reason that the Mael should not attend, not go do the bris? And he says, of course he should do the bris, even if that's the circumstances. The question, however, that the Paiskun discussed, the Shas Tshuva Spare Sarim, Chelek Aleph, Simon Ches discusses, where there's a concern that the child will be brought to the Makam Milah, to the place where the Milah will be performed through Chil Shabbos. He is Machmer in that case, and so too does Rav Ozna in the Shas Tshuva's Shevet Alevi, Chelek Dal Simon Kum Flamahei. He says that if there's going to be Chil Shabbos in bringing the child to where the bris is done, or he says if there's going to be Chil Shabbos where there's pictures going to be taken where the bris milah is done, then a halach is that he should push off the bris till after Shabbos. However, it is important to point out, and the Shalos Tshuvos Levushei Martcha, Or Chaim Simon Nun Zayin discusses this. He says that a mohel was invited to do a bris milah in a place where there's no minyan, in a place where he's really uncomfortable being on Shabbos, and he wants to decline. He says that the halach is doing a bris milah b'zmana, even on Shabbos, is such an important mitzvah. Even if the mohel could argue, well, you could find a different mohel or whatever, it's so important to do a bris milah at the proper time and not try to avoid doing it. Amalei Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Alamei Ata, according to the way you're learning, Mechusar Kfura, the Torah, the people, where the eighth day comes out on Shabbos, and in order to do Kachim, Azov, Azova, to eat Kachim, Zov, Azova, Yeledes, and Mitzayra, have to bring certain Kabbanis. And the Torah, by those Kabbanis, uses the words B'yayim HaShmini. So the Halach ought to be Hachinami, the Dachu Shabbos. We shall have to be bring those kabbanos even on Shabbos. Why not? The Torah used the word b'yom hashmini. We're learning here b'yom hashmini comes to sefil b'Shabbos. Answers the Gemara: Hainami mibayalei b'yom v'loy b'layla. Here answers the Gemara: Mibayalei. We need that pasuk to teach us b'yom v'loy b'layla, that a carbon can only be brought by day and not by night. So ask the Gemara if that's what the pasuk is teaching. That's what we're saying b'yom Hashmini teaches us. So why don't we say the same by bris milah? Hainami, why don't we say miboile to teach us the milah is done b'yoyim v'loy b'layla? Answers the Gemara that that's the halacha, that is the halacha ahum miboyim shmenis yom nafka. We already know that halacha. Ask the Gemara, so by the people who have to bring the carbon, the Torah already says, hainami b'yoyim tzavasa nafka, that it has to be done by day and not by night. Answers the Gemara, afgav the nafka b'yoyim tzavasa. Indeed, we could have perhaps learned it from the words b'yom tzavaisa itzrucha. We still need the pasuk b'yom shmini. That we see that the Torah is particularly lenient when it comes to these people. That loch is l'suy b'dalas. That normally that loch is a zov or zover bring two birds echel la'oil of echel l'chatas. But if they can't afford it, then they bring a carbon mincha. A yoledes that can't afford it brings a bird instead of an animal. So because of all these halachas, we see that the Torah is particularly lenient. So maybe the Torah also teaches us that they could bring carbon by night. That's why we need a special pasuk b'yom hashmini. Ask the Gemara, Maskev LaRavina, if we're saying that the Torah is particularly lenient by these people, amayhato yezor koshbehen. The halach is that a zor should be kosher to bring a carbon. Via oinen, a kain who's a oinen, normally may not do the avoida, he should be kosher to bring that carbon. But we never found such a din. Answers the Gemara, hahadri kra. Since we find that the Torah says b'yom hashmini, that it, just like by all other kabbonis, it may be done only by day, here too, what the Torah means to teach us is that this carbon may only be done by day. That this carbon can only be done by a regular kohen, no one else. Rav Acha by Yaakov Amar Kro, Shmini, Shmini Afil B'Shabbos. The Torah says, Shmini, to teach us even if it's on Shabbos. And the word B'Yoim that we used earlier, Rashi says, will teach us indeed that a bris milah may not be done at night. Ask the Gemara, Hi, Shmini, but we need the word Shmini to teach us, Rebbi L'Muti Shvi, that a bris milah can't be done on the seventh day. Answers the Gemara, Shvi, that a bris milah can't be done earlier on the seventh day, Beben Shmoyne Shoyim Menafka. Ask the Gemara, V'kat Rebbi L'Muti Chad L'Muti Shvi, I need one pasuk to tell me that the bris milah shouldn't be done earlier. V'chad l'mutei chi. I want to teach us that the bris milah shouldn't be done late. Deim v'chad, if I only had one pasuk, havim mina shmini hu d'loy matiz mina. The bris can't be done on shmini because it's too early. But later, maybe it can be done. So el machvata must be that we have to learn from b'yoyim like Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya Kavas said Rabbi Yochanan, Udloy Kravach B'Yakov, the Brahman brings a brisa to support that. The Pasuk says, Shmini Yoimel, Afil B'Shabbos. Omanim Kayim, Eider Torah says, Mechaleh Mois Yumos, B'Sham Melachos Chutz Memilah. By all other mitzvahs besides Bris Milah. Oyeno, maybe ask the brisa, and the Gemara is going to explain. Ella Afil B'Milah, and what even Bris Milah should not be done on Shabbos. Umani Mikayim Shmini Yoimel. I, the Torah, says the bris milah should take place on the eighth day. I'm going to say that the pasuk is coming to teach us. Yes, the bris milah should take place on the eighth day, unless chutz mi Shabbos, unless it's Shabbos. On Shabbos, it may not be done on the eighth day. Tamalayim b'yoyim afilu b'Shabbos. Says the Gemara. Amarava, hai tana mikarmai nichalei. At the beginning, it was obvious that this tana held that there's no question that a bris milah may be done on Shabbos. And then the Tana wasn't so certain. Ubsoif my kakashli. What got him to change his mind? Says the Marhachikomer. This is the way to understand the Braisa. The Torah says, Shmini Yoimel, Afil B'Shabbos. Omani Mekai Mechalem Ma'ashumas. How will we understand the Pasuk of Mechalem Ma'ashumas? B'Sham Alochos Chutz Mimila. But everything else, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Ava Mila, Dachya. Mila may be performed on Shabbos. My Tama. How will we come to that conclusion? Because I'm going to make the following Kal Vachomer. Tzaras. Tzaras is very serious. Tzaras is doicha d'avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. There's an Isser, as we're going to learn on Amud Beis. The Pasuk says, Hishomer b'nega tzaras, that one may not remove the tzaras from his body. Now, Aloch is that by Korban Pesach, if most of the tzibur a tamei, then the halach is we bring the Karan Pesach tuma hutra b'tzibur. We're allowed to bring the Karan Pesach under those circumstances. If most of the tzibur rechmon slon has tumas tzaras, we don't allow them to remove the tzaras from their body in order that we should be able to bring the Karan Pesach. So we see from here what the Gemara says: tzaras is doicha d'avoida. And Avoida, we know, is Doicha Shabbos. We've discussed numerous times that Kabbonis may be brought on Shabbos. Yet, Mila Doicha Isai. Mila is Doicha Shabbos. So Shabbos, Shenitchas Mepnei Avoida, Mila is Doicha the Avoida, as we're going to see later in this Braisa. So Shabbos, Shenitchas Mepnei Avoida. So the Gemara goes with logic. If we see that the meal is so strong that it's doicha everything, the meal is doicha da avoida, it should be certainly doicha Shabbos. And it didn't, should they mail doicha sasoi. Then the Braisa says, oyene, maybe not. Ask the Gemara what was meant, but ain't oyene the Kama. Hoda Omar, my, the tsaras chamura. Who says that tsaras is more chomer than Shabbos? Delma, maybe we'll say that Shabbos is more chomer than tzaras. Sheken yesh ben azor ein shivas horos harbe. We know that Shabbos comes with so many isurim. Umay mishum dechamir tzarasi. And what are we going to say? That tzuras is more chomer than avoida? It's not that tzuras is more chomer than avoida. Duma, shun gavru d'lechazi. Because the halacha is that even if we'll cut off the tzuras from this person, he wouldn't be able to do the avoida on Shabbos. He wouldn't be able to do the avoida till tomorrow. Because even a person who has tzuras, he does whatever has to be done, the halacha is he has to have Herv Shemesh. But indeed, maybe the halacha would be that tzuras would not would be nitcha b'nei avoida, and maybe that's why Shabbos is more chomer tzuras, and therefore the whole kal v'chomer collapses. Omanim kaim, and how would I explain the word shmini? The word shmini yimah, that indeed you should do the bris milah on the eighth day. Chutz if the eighth day comes out in Shabbos. Tamalayim b'yoyim. That's why the Torah tells us b'yoyim afilu. So here we see that the Gemara is saying that maybe the whole reason you can't do the cutting of the tzuras on Shabbos because it doesn't make a difference. He wouldn't be able to do it bizmano. Tana Rabbanan, Mila Doichas Tzuras, even though we just learned that one may not cut off the tzuras, let's say the tzuras is on the person's Mokum Hamila. The halacha is, it may be done, it may be cut off, even on, it may be cut off. Beim bismana, whether the bris milah is done bismana, and beim bishloi bismana, whether it's done shloi bismana, you could take, if you're doing a bris milah, you could cut off the tzuras. However, yontif, if we're doing a bris milah on yontif, any doicha el bismana bavad, we could only do a bris milah on yontif if that's the eighth day. Machloikas rishonim. What about Yontif Sheni? The Rambam's opinion is that a bris milah is doicha Yontif Sheni. The Rosh's opinion, just like he says, we find Rachman Tzlan for Kfuris Hameis, we'll have to do it on Yontif Sheni. So too a bris milah can be done on Yontif Sheni. The Rosh disagrees, and he holds that a bris milah is not doicha Yontif Sheni Shigolius. The only reason, he says, by mace, there's a leniency is because of the kavod mace, but not for anyone else. So we paskin that we don't do bris milah shloi bizmano on the second day of Yontif. Ask the Gemara, minani mili, from where indeed do we know that a milah is allowed to be done even though it involves cutting off the tzuras? Says the one of the Tana Rabbanan. The Torah says, yimol b'sar alosoi, even if there's a tzaras on the Mokum HaMila, Yokutz, you could cut that off. But ask the Braisa, what do we do with the Pasuk Yishama B'Neged Tzaras, which we quoted earlier, is how we know you're never allowed to cut off the tzaras. It's everywhere else on the body, not in the Mokum HaMila. Continues the Braisa, no. Maybe even if the tzaras is in the Mokum HaMila, it may not be done on Shabbos. That's only b'zman she'ein b'baharis. If there's no tzaras on the Mokum HaMila, then do the bris mila. But if there's tzaras in the Mokum HaMila, perhaps it may not be performed there. Tamaloymer b'sar v'al p'sheisha b'baharis. Even if there's a b'baharis there, it may not be performed. Amarava, again, similar question. Hi Tana, Mikar Mai Nichlei. At the beginning, it was obvious to the Tana that a bris milah may be done on the Mokum Tzuras. Ubsoif, and then he wanted to turn my Koshalei. Says Mahakama, Yima B'sar Alosoi. The Torah says you should do the bris, Afa Pishyesh Beharis, even though you're doing it on the place where there's a Tzuras. Ay, Umani Mikayim, what are we going to do with the Pasik of Bishama B'Neged Tzuras? We're going to say it's Bishama Koimus, it's in other places on the body, Chutz on the Mokum Milah. Ava Milo Doichet Tzuras. Ma Taima. Why do I say that? That's from a Kavachomer. I make the following Kavachomer. Uma Shabbos Chamura. We know how serious Shabbos is. Still, Daloch, as we've been learning this entire perek, is that Milo Doichet Tzuras, which isn't such a serious Isser. It's only one laugh. Like Koshkein, that Milo is Doichet. So then the Braisa turned on us. Umay ain't in the comer. Why did the Braisa turn on us? Says the Mahada comer. Then the Braisa suggests, Umay, the Shabbos Chamira, why are you saying that Shabbos is considered more stringent? Dilma Tzaras Chamira. She came Doichas Avoida. as we spoke about earlier, that tzuras prevents us from being able to do the avodah. And avodah is so serious, it's toiches Shabbos. That's why we need a special limud, tamaloymer, besar, v'apishesham beheres. The Torah is telling us besar, even though there's beheres there, you'll have to do the bris milah on the place where there was a mukum, there was tzuras. Lishnachrina, not a Gemara attempts to say a lishnachrina. And the way, and the fact that some Rishonim, the words lishnachrina is not a different lashon, but speaking about a different halacha. Now we're speaking about a mila shloi bezmana. How do we know that even a mila shloi bezmana may be performed where there is tzaras? Lishnachrina, mila doiches tzaras, under all circumstances, even shloi bezmana, my tama, what's the rule? What's the reason? The asi essay, the mitzvah say of making a bris mila, is doicha the loisa say of taking off the tzaras. That was what the brisa began with. And then the brisa turned. My ayin the comer. Why did the brisa turn? Says the gemara had the comer. Then the brisa says, aim them mina the asa essay of doicha loisa say. When do we say the essay is doicha loisa say greda? When all that's evolved is just an essay. And we have a klal in all of Shas that essay is doicha loisa say. Hi, essay v'loisa say. We're going to learn that in cutting off the makam tzaras, one is not just over a lav, he also violates a mitzvah sasei. So that would be an essay doicha loisa say v'asei. That we can't say. Umanim kam yimim v'asoi. And I, the Torah, says you should do the bris. I would say b'zman shem b'baharis, only when there's no tzaras there. Tamalam b'sar. The Torah goes out of the way to say a special new rule that a bris milah should be conducted affiliation by Harris, even if the tzaras there. Says the Gemara, Tenech Gadol, so we can understand the bris milah of a Gadol, the Ksibuhu, the Torah says Besar. Cotton, also the Torah says the word Besar. Benini, but what's going to be the halacha on a child that's not 8 days old, he's already over 8 days, but he's not yet a Gadol? Menolon, that even his mila is doicha de tzaras. Amar Abaya, Asya b'menayu. We learn it from a tzara shava of a godl and a cotton. Godl, lo yasya, we can't learn such a child from a godl. Shekeh onish karas. A godl who doesn't have a bris mila is chayv karas rachman tzlan. He's not in that age yet. Cotton, mi cotton lo yasya, shekeh mila bezmana. A cotton on the 8th day is very special because that's the zman of the bris. But what is the tzara shavish behem? She came nimoylim that they make a bris even if it involves doichna tzaras. Af kolsh nimoylim. From here we learn that anybody that has to have a bris doichna tzaras. Rava gives a different way how we know that any bris mila of anybody, any age, even this age above 8 days old, but not yet a godel, doichna tzaras. Mila bezmana doicha tzaras loy tzricha kra. That a mila bezmana is doicha tzaras, I don't need a pasuk because a kavachoymer. I learned from a kavachoymer. On my Shabbos, the chamira. If Shabbos, which is more chomer than tzaras, the halach is doicha mila is doicha tzaras, which is not as serious as Shabbos loy koshkein. The mila is doicha. Says the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. What makes you be so certain that Shabbos is more chomer than tzaras? Dilma tzaras chamira. I'll prove to you that tzaras is more chomer than Shabbos. Amai, shekein, the halacha is doiches avoida. We know that tzaras is doiches avoida, as we've mentioned a number of times in our shir. We don't do the avoida, and we don't bring the Karan Pesach if they have tzaras. And avoida is doicha Shabbos. Answers the Gemara. This that the tzaras is doicha avoida, and the kohen has a tzaras, we don't allow him to do the avoida on Shabbos, is lamishim the chamir tzaras. It's not because tzaras is more chomer. As we learned earlier, even if you take off the tzaras, he'll still be tamei. He'll still need hair of shemesh. So that's why. We don't do it. But it doesn't necessarily mean that tzaras is more chomer than Shabbos. Amai, ask the Gemara, as we've been discussing, Why can't he do the avoda? V'yokitz b'harta, take off the tzaras v'yavid and let him do the avoda. And says the Gemara that the reason that can't be done is because mechusat tefilhu. After taking off the tzaras, he still has to go to the mikveh, and have hair of shemesh, and that's why it can't be. There's no point. The Torah speaks about two types of negoim. One is a nega, a tzaras, which is tamei, and then the Torah speaks about a nega, which is tahar. The Torah calls it boyak, and says the Gemara. So the halach is we've understood why negoim tamayim. You can't take him off on Shabbos to be able to do the avodah because we won't accomplish anything anyway. He's still going to be tamei till tomorrow. But what's the halacha of negoim tahirim? That the halacha is that while a kohen has a nega that's tahor, he may not do the avodah. He's considered a baal mum. And the halacha is that we're not allowed to cut them off on Shabbos in order to do the avodah. My ikel meimer. Why? Why shouldn't we be allowed to take him off to do the avodah? It must be that tzaras is indeed more chomer than avodah. But our Gemara introduces now there's something called tzaras, which is tahor. You're not allowed to cut it off. And the halacha is that it has seriousness. It's not even allowed to be doichad avodah. So the Rambam says, we all know that the regular tzaras that we're all familiar with comes to a person, Rachman Tzlan, because of Lashon Hara. Why does a person suffer from a nega tahar? What's the point? So he says, a person gets nega tahar because you could have said something nice about somebody, and you didn't say something nice about that person, so you don't, it's not Lashon Hara, but you lost the opportunity to be nice, for that you get the nega tahar. Elam Rashi, the truth of the matter is, says Ravashi, tzaras is not Muhammad Avodah. And still, the halacha is that the kohen can't remove the tzaras to do the avodah. Heicham minin, the asi esiv doichel loisa say, because where is the halacha that the essay of the avodah ought to be doichel the loisa say of cutting off the tzaras? Ki goyim mila b'tzaras. Inami tzitzis for klayim, where you're wearing tzitzis and klayim at the same time. The be'edin the mis'ak laf, when you're being over the laf, you're being over the law of shatness, but you're being kind of mitzvah say of wearing tzitzis. Hocha, but when you cut off the tzaras in order to do the avoida comes later. Says the Gemara, and this machloikus of Rava and Rav Safra, if we can learn that Mila is doich tzaras from a kavachomer, like Rava learned it, or do we need a pasuk like Rav Safra learned it? Says the Gemara, Tanoihi is actually machlokes tanon. The Tanya, the pasuk says, "Besar abishesha ba'aris yimel de Rav Yosha." Rav Yosha clearly says we need a pasuk. Rav Yosha and Amar ain't a tzarech. We don't need a pasuk. Shabbos chamura, Shabbos which is so chomer, the locha is doicha, the mila is doicha Shabbos. Tzaras, which is not as chomer. So we see this question, how we know that this is the halacha, is actually machlokes tanon.